Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. As a federal moratorium on evictions comes to an end this month, a census survey shows about half of Ohio Valley residents fear losing their home. That fear became reality for about 80 residents of the North Folk Trailer Park in Moorhead, Kentucky. The mass eviction sparked months of protests and drew attention to a looming housing crisis. As Katie Myers reports, the region lacks adequate housing that lower-income people can afford.
In the middle of May, 11-year-old Shayna Plank led dozens of protesters to the city hall in the small town of Moorhead, Kentucky. Like Plank and her family, many in the crowd had once lived in the North Fork Trailer Park. But in March, the property owner sold the lot to a Lexington developer for retail space. Residents only had a month and a half to leave. In response, they formed the Justice for North Fork campaign, asking for at least money and time. Former resident Jimmy McRoberts has been involved since the beginning. On a moonlit night in May, he said he wished there had been more outreach to residents.
I couldn't understand why the city wouldn't step in and just say no. Because of the COVID mandates, we've got to wait till June. And it was hard to watch. Friends that you're never going to see again. And some going to end up homeless.
The residents had to scramble for housing, and Moorhead's a small town that also caters to college students. Many had to leave the county.
When you do 80 families at once, you know, that's 80 families fighting for every available spot.
City officials have maintained that the move will help the economy. And this comes as Ohio Valley economies are reopening, but housing advocates across the region worry the boom may leave low-income renters behind. Currently, there are about 353,000 fewer affordable rentals in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia combined than there are people who need them. Laura Knight is a community organizer with the advocacy group Kentuckians for the Commonwealth.
The thing that really strikes me about watching this happen in Moorhead is that this can happen anywhere.
The region has more than double the national average of mobile home residents because mobile homes are affordable, but many mobile homeowners do not own the land underneath them.
This mindset of the landlord being the owner of the property and then being able to do whatever they want with their property, regardless of the consequences for someone else's livelihood. These are people's homes.
When the CDC eviction moratorium ends this month, advocates worry we could see an increase in evictions, making the market even tighter. Back in North Fork, residents have marched and protested. Now, they're still waiting on the results of their challenge. McRoberts ended up finding a place, but he thinks he got lucky. Many worry they won't ever see their old neighbors again.
When you see the flipped-up porches, the tall grass, and just the tornado of lies and deceit that just went through here, I just hope we can all learn something from it.
In a neighbor's trailer, as other tenants got ready for their weekly meeting, Shayna Plank said her family had found a new spot. But it's just not the same. Her family's new apartment is expensive, she said, and the park will always be home.
We are the residents of North Fork. We are strong. We gain more power every minute, every day. You may own the land, but we live on the land.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Katie Myers.